Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I began a few days ago, Possessing Your Possessions. Jesus defeated Satan at Calvary. He paid the ultimate price. He suffered and died in our behalf. When he said, "It is finished," he broke all of Satan's power over all of God's children. Sometimes we tend not to realize that. And he wants us to know that when he said it was finished, it was finished. And he spoke to his disciples, "I give you power and authority over all the power and dominion of Satan." We have that power, that delegated authority through Jesus, not on our own merits, but because he has given it to us. He's given us the keys to the kingdom. That's a message in itself. But God's kingdom, the way that we can see the results and the blessings and abundance of God in our life, we have keys. That's through prayer. Matthew 18 and 18 states, "Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Do you realize the authority? What we bind on earth, it's going to be bound in heaven. It's an amazing, not only privilege, but it's a responsibility that we are to pray. And obviously, it's not just for our own little individual life or the things that concern us or our immediate loved ones or family. He's wanting us to have a broader view of what God wants to do in His kingdom, to pray for the lost, for them to come in, pray for missionaries, to be open to do whatever God speaks to your heart, that you can plant seeds along the way in whatever area, in whatever place that He has put you. How do we operate, if you will, the keys to the kingdom? By deciding to believe God's word, whatever it is. And when you do that, you said, "I am going to believe it." You're actually taking authority over your situation or whatever it is that you're concerned about. Isaiah 1 and 19 states, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." The promise is that you're going to eat the good of this land. But there are two requirements, if you will. You have to be obedient, and you have to be willing. And that's what we have to ask ourselves. Are we desirous of being obedient and willing to do God's will? The psalmist said, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. I delight to do it. Yea, thy law is within my heart." So, and Nehemiah, that 8th chapter, verse 10 states, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." There's nothing more powerful than being motivated by the joy of the Lord. Another scripture, and this is the Lord speaking. In Psalm 50, he says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." I read that scripture years ago when I was going through a difficult time, and I just wrote it out. "Call unto me in the day of trouble. Lord, I'm in a day of trouble. You see what I'm going through? But you said, I will deliver thee, and I will glorify you. I will praise you." And that's exactly what I did. So that's a powerful promise of God. So just don't sit down and throw up your hands, and don't say that your troubles are too big, your problems are too insurmountable and that you just have to put up with them. No, the Lord has given us the ability in His strength. I mean, there was a supernatural work. When God spoke to the children of Israel, He wanted them to believe, and they vanquished. They were able to obey the word of the Lord as Joshua led them in, that they did what God said. They destroyed all the inhabitants. You know, the word says there were Nephilim in these days, and these were genetic mutations that lived there. No one, a natural human, doesn't get to be a giant. Those were sons of as it talks in Genesis 6 about the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair. You know, when you understand more of the details, you don't not like to say, well, how could how could a loving God ask them to go in and just wipe out every man, woman, and child? Well, that's why it was, because the whole genome was polluted. It was no longer, it was corrupted by Satan. And that's the purpose of Genesis 6. The answer is there. Well, I won't take more time. But going back to where we are at, every one of us, there's needs in our lives. There's situations that we want to see resolved. There's things that we desire to see in God, that we desire to do for God. There's needs that we have. And is there one of your needs that God has given you a promise that He wouldn't cover? No. I'm not just talking about getting answers and victory somewhere, in some future point, but in the land of here and now, in this present time in which we're living, we can appropriate the fullness of our promises. Remember that scripture, God told them, I've given you the land. He's given us His promises. Now we have a job just like they did. They had to go in and possess it. They had to go in and warriors and slay the inhabitants thereof as the Lord directed. We have to go in and appropriate what God has promised us. God has given us our own promised land. That's what Canaan represents to us spiritually. It is yours, brother and sister. The devil has no authority to run you off your property. Victory is part of our inheritance, beloved. It's a gift of God to all of His children who are heirs of the promise. So we just can't throw up our hands and be discouraged, or sit down and say that we just have to endure our troubles. This is what, God has portioned for us. Well, no, that's what the devil wants for you. And that is a lie directly from the pit of hell. Beloved, you're not impoverished. You're not poor. You're not living in poverty. You are rich in Christ. We don't have to be empty. There is bread enough and a lot to spare. We don't need to be thirsty. What did Jesus say on the Sermon on the Mount? He says, those who hunger and those who thirst after righteousness, they will be filled. Whatever your desires are, they could be natural, they could be spiritual desires, God says He's going to meet those needs. Hell has never been able to destroy the pipeline of the water of life. So what are we to do, beloved? We're to stand on our redeemed feet. We're to lift up the word of God high, right in the face of the enemy, and even in the midst of a frowning, unbelieving world, and start marching. We're to march right in and possess our possessions. God has a wide horizon for us. There are places we haven't experienced in God. There are things He wants to show us. There are, in the case of the Israelites, it was a literal place where they could live, raise their families, grow their crops, sacrifice to their God. For us, it's a spiritual promised land of everything that we need, not just for the life hereafter, but for our present life. God is a good God, and He desires to meet our needs. You know, as I shared from time to time on the broadcast, Brother Glass said, God always answers our prayers. Sometimes it's no, depending on the petitions we're presenting. Sometimes it's yes. And sometimes He says, not now. And, I shared that just the other day, and I ran across a poem I'd like to share with you. It's by Ophelia C. Browning, and it's entitled Sometime, Somewhere. Unanswered yet, the prayer your lips have pleaded in agony of heart these many years? Does faith begin to fail? Is hope departing? And think you all in vain those falling tears? Say not the Father hath not heard your prayer. Ye shall have your desire sometime, somewhere. Unanswered yet, though when you first presented this one petition at the Father's throne, it seemed you could not wait the time of asking, so urgent was your heart to make it known. Though years have passed since then, do not despair. The Lord will answer you sometime, somewhere. Unanswered yet, nay, do not say ungranted. Perhaps your part is not wholly done. The work began when your first prayer was uttered, and God will finish what he has begun. If you will keep the incense burning there, his glory you shall see sometime, somewhere. Unanswered yet, faith cannot be unanswered. Her feet are firmly planted on the rock. Amid the wildest storm, she stands undaunted, nor quails before the loudest thundershock. She knows omnipotence hath heard her prayer and cries, it shall be done sometime, somewhere, in God's perfect timing and in God's perfect plan, beloved. Jeremiah 29 and 12 says, Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And one further scripture, seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to share the word of the Lord with you, and know that when you pray, it's not a fruitless effort. Your faith is not a needless exercise. God rewards prayer. He rewards faith. Sometimes not in the time or the way we want, but he will always answer. Praise God. Well, I love you, beloved. I thank you for your prayer support. I pray for you daily. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.